The Kansas District Court Public Access Portal will be offline from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. this Saturday, March 1st, for a domain change from .org to .gov. And people who use the portal are encouraged to update their bookmarks after the domain change is complete. The change is one of the final steps in a project to move all judicial branch websites, portals, and email from .org to .gov, and an informational web page describes the project called kscourtsisgoing.gov. The portal allows anyone anywhere to search most Kansas District Court case information online. The service was created through the Kansas eCourt Case Management System project to consolidate case data on a single web-based platform. The federal government controls who can get a .gov domain, which is one reason a .gov domain is desirable, as it clearly communicates the Kansas judicial branch is a government entity. But there are benefits beyond credibility. .gov domains must follow certain rules that contribute to a more secure environment for all government websites. And by following domain security best practices, users are assured a safer visitor experience. Other benefits of a .gov domain are described on the federal website, which can be found at git.gov. One person died in an accident just after 6:30 a.m. on Wednesday in Ellsworth County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2018 Hino box truck driven by 58-year-old David E. Bridgeforth of Trey, New Jersey, was westbound on Interstate 70, 2 miles west of 12th Road. The truck traveled off of the road, entered the north ditch, and the driver overcorrected, causing the truck to roll onto the passenger side, and it came to rest, blocking both lanes of travel. A westbound 2021 Freightliner semi, driven by 24-year-old Izazian Fafov of Trisbrod, Pennsylvania, attempted to avoid the box truck, but the semi truck struck the undercarriage beneath the cab of the box truck. The impact caused the truck to spin into the north ditch, and the semi came to rest facing northwest in the north ditch. Bridgeforth was pronounced dead at the scene. He was transported to Frontier Forensics. An EMS transported Vafoff to Wesley Medical Center with serious injuries. Both drivers were properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. A driver is facing multiple allegations after a vehicle pursuit and crash on Wednesday. Trooper Todd Heilman reported that just before 4:30 p.m., a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper attempted to stop an eastbound vehicle on Interstate 70 just west of the Kansas 25 exit in Thomas County. However, the female driver refused to stop and fled down the interstate. At 4:45 p.m., the vehicle crashed near 8th Street and Sunrise Avenue on the north side of Oakley, and troopers quickly located the driver in the backyard of a residence, placing her under arrest. The Kansas Highway Patrol has not released any additional details as of late Wednesday. On Wednesday, a Kansas Senate Committee on Utilities held a hearing about several abandoned oil and gas wells across Kansas, where the Kansas Corporation Commission's Conservation Committee said that although the state has spent more than $40 million to plug more than 10,000 wells already, there are still more to find and more to fill. Director Ryan Hoffman said they have a situation where they are plugging wells and they know there are likely other wells out there, but they don't have any records to indicate it. And he told lawmakers that new technology may be coming out soon to track down those so-called zombie wells. Hoffman said the Kansas Geological Survey has a drone with a magnetometer on it that they can fly over. As though they can't see something at the surface, they can see something underground. Hoffman has faith that changes can be made to state law to address this ongoing issue, saying if they make some changes to certain regulations, he thinks there are people who are more than willing to come to the table now than ever before about increasing some of those requirements so they can get access to this other money, and they'll have to pay less in the future. Hoffman adds that federal grants have helped plug more than 2,000 of these wells in the last 2 years, and the challenge now is to see how many are still out there.